好，我们请坐。
Please be seated。
好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace be with you。
当以色列选民出埃及三个月后，他们来到了西乃旷野。
3 months after the Israelite people went out of Egypt, they came to the wilderness of Sinai.
那神呼召摩西上西乃山，并且要摩西转告以色列百姓。
And God had summoned Moses to Mount Sinai, and he wanted him to tell the Israelites.
我们来看出埃及记的十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章五节六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
第五节。
5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节。
6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Exodus 19, verses 5 to 6. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. 6. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
在这里我们看到这个属灵的以色列国建立了。
Here we see the spiritual kingdom of Israel has been established.
神拣选以色列民族。
God has chosen the Israelite people
成为祭司的国度
to become a kingdom of priests
成为圣洁的国民
to become a holy nation
成为神的子民
to become the children of God
那到了新约的时候
and in the New Testament
我们来看彼得前书
let's turn to 1 Peter
彼得前书二章第九节
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9
二章九节唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
同样的，我们看到神国的建立。
Here, once again, we see the establishment of the kingdom of God.
神国的建立不同于一般这个人间国家的建立。
We see that establishing the kingdom of God is different from the establishment of any other human kingdom.
因为神国的建立是由神亲自来建立的。
Because the establishment of the kingdom of God is done by God himself.
神是最高的领导者。
And God is the highest leader of the land.
而他的选民
and his people,
也就是他的国民
his citizens,
是属他的
belong to him.
拥有君尊祭司的职分
They have the status of being royal priests.
而主耶稣在面对魔鬼试探的引诱
So when Lord Jesus was facing the temptations of the devil,
魔鬼用万国跟万国的荣华要来跟主耶稣交换这个敬拜的对象。
And the devil used the kingdoms of the world and their glory to try to trade this with Lord Jesus.
主耶稣用当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他来回应。
But Lord Jesus responded to him by saying, "You shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only you shall serve."
那另外在勉励人不要为衣食忧虑的时候
And when Lord Jesus was encouraging people to not worry about what to eat and what to wear,
谈到说一个人不能够同时侍奉两个主。
Lord Jesus also mentioned that a person cannot serve two lords.
而在面对律法师询问律法当中最大的是哪一条的时候
And when the lawyers asked Lord Jesus which is the greatest commandment,
也提到对神的专一性。
He also mentioned this wholeheartedness towards God.
要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
今天我们在这个地上我们是国家的国民。
Today, when we live on this earth, we are citizens of countries we belong to.
但是同时我们也是属神的子民。
But at the same time, we are God's special people.
我们身具天国国民跟地上国家这个国民两个身份。
So we have this dual citizenship of being a citizen of heaven and also a citizen on the country we belong on earth.
但是我们要怎么样来尽这两个身份的义务啊？
But how do we fulfill our responsibilities to these two types of citizenships?
而不至于啊，落入到主耶稣啊所说的一个人不能够有两个主的这个困境。
And we do not fall into this predicament that Lord Jesus mentioned here of serving two masters.
想必啊，在当中啊，一定有他的啊这个priority。
And I believe that in here we see that there is a difference of priority.
什么是轻，什么是重，什么是缓，什么是急。
What is more important? What is less important? What is more urgent? What is less urgent?
什么是一定要遵守，什么是不可以遵守。
What are things that we must do? What are things that we cannot do?
想必这个也是我们在生活当中我们经常会面对的。
And I believe these are all things that we will often face in life.
所以晚上小弟想说用当时以色列人求立王的这一件事情。
So tonight I would like to use the incident of the Israelites asking for a king.
来跟我们弟兄姐妹分享有关我们要专一的敬拜神这个道理。
To share with brothers and sisters this teaching of how we should serve God wholeheartedly.
那以色列人求立王记载在撒母耳记上的第八章。
The incident where the Israelites asked for a king is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 8.
但是在第七章那边记载的米斯巴的复兴跟以便以谢的得胜。
But in 1 Samuel chapter 7, we see this is when the Israelites' faith were restored and they had victory here at Ebenezer.
那个是建立在对神绝对专一上面的胜利啊。
This was a victory that was established on being wholly dedicated to the Lord.
我们看一下撒母记上七章的二节到四节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 2 to 4.
撒母记上七章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节约柜在基列耶林许久过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向主。第三节。
3.
撒母耳对以色列全家说，你们若一心归顺主，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向主，单单地侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。第四节。
Four.
以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单地侍奉主。
Verses 2-4. So it was that the ark remained in Kiriath Jearim a long time. It was there 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. 3. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. 4. So the children of Israel put away the Baals and the Ashtoreths, and served the Lord only.
但接下来啊，却让我们匪夷猜啊。
But then, when we look at what happened afterwards,
以色列人竟然向撒母耳要求立王。
We see that the children of Israel asked Samuel for a king.
要跟列国一样。
They wanted to be like all the nations.
到底是什么原因？
So for what reason did they ask for a king?
让当时的以色列人改变了对神的专一性。
What was it that caused the Israelites to lose this wholeheartedness dedicated to God?
也许我们从这个第八章就能够了解。
And if we read chapter 8, perhaps we can understand.
那首先我们来看他们求立王的原因。
Let's look at first the reason why they asked for a king.
八章的第一到第三节，一到三节。
1 Samuel chapter 8 verses 1 to 3.
撒母耳记上八章一节。
1.
撒母耳年纪老迈，就立他的儿子做以色列的士师。第二节。
2.
长子名叫约尔，次子名叫亚比亚，他们他们在别示巴做士师。第三节。
3.
他儿子不行他的道，贪图财力，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。在这里我们看到以色列百姓他们求立王的一个表面的现象跟原因呢。
Here we see the superficial, the surface reason of why the Israelites asked for a king.
首先第一个就是 现任的领导者就是撒母耳年纪老了。
We see first of all, their current leader, Samuel was old.
人不可能永远都不老。
A person cannot not be to live forever and not become old.
这是先天的命定。
This is what we were destined to be.
所以为什么人必须要有接班人？
This is why, as people, we need to have successors.
让他所任职的单位也好，事业也好，能够继续经营下去。
Whether for the duties that you hold or the career you have, you need a successor.
在教会里头也是一样的。
And it is the same in the church.
在过去我们看到有很多非常优秀非常忠心的这些工人们。
We see in the past we have some workers who are very talented and very faithful.
但是他们年纪大了。
But once they grow old,
他们完成他们人生的使命之后安息到神的怀里。
They have finished their commission in life and they have returned to the bosom of the Lord.
所以一代一代的过去。
And we see generation pass and generation come.
这个成为当时以色列百姓要求立王的原因之一。
And we see that this is one of the reasons why the Israelites asked for a king.
现任的这个领导者年纪老了。
Their current leader has become old.
那另外第二个原因呢？
And we look at the second reason.
就是撒母的儿子就是这个要接班的人呢。
The second reason is the sons of Samuel, the successors of Samuel.
不行他的道。
They did not walk in his ways.
贪图财利，收受贿赂，屈枉正直。
We see that they turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes and perverted justice.
换句话说，他们不够资格来带领。
So in other words, they were not qualified to be leaders.
所以眼看这个领导阶层面对真空的现象。
So we see that there was a very real risk of having the leadership position being vacant.
所以他们要来要求立个王。
So they came and asked Samuel to have a king.
要跟列国一样。
They want to be like all the nations.
但人看人总是看表面。
But we see that when we look at people, we only see the surface level things.
唯有神看人才能够看到内心里头的动机。
Only God can see a person's heart and see our motive.
我们来看看那神对以色列人要求立王这个事情的看法。
So let's look at how God viewed this incident of when the Israelites asked for a king.
我们来看这个第七节到第九节。
Let's look at verses 7 to 9.
撒母记上八章七节，神对撒母耳说：“百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从。”因为他们不是厌弃你，乃是厌弃我，不要我做他们的王。第八节。自从我领他们出埃及到如今，他们常常离弃我，侍奉别神。现在他们向你所行的是照他们素来所行的。第九节。
9.
故此你要依从他们的话，只是当警戒他们，告诉他们将来那个王怎样管辖他们。在这里神对这件事情的回应。
Here we see God's response to this matter.
神看出这些要求立王的以色列人他们内心那个动机。
God was able to see the heart and the motives of the people who asked for a king.
不是针对当时的领导者。
They were not asking for a king because of what was happening with their current leader.
而是针对神而来的。
But they were making this request directed at God.
所以神告诉撒母耳说，他们不是厌弃你，而是厌弃神。
That's why God told Samuel, they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me.
不要神做他们的王。
They do not want God to reign over them.
并且举出从他们出埃及到进迦南地一贯的作为就是这样。
And God pointed out that since they had left Egypt and in the wilderness all the way until they came to Canaan, this is what they have been doing.
不满神的带领。
They were displeased with the guidance of God.
不满神的安排。
They were displeased with God's arrangement.
没水喝，要发怨言。
When there was no water, they complained.
没肉吃要发怨言。
When they have no meat to eat, they complained.
路难走也要发怨言。
When the path was difficult, they complained.
除了怨言，没有任何感谢的话。
Aside from complaints, they had no words of thanksgiving.
所以神告诉撒母耳说这些百姓要求立王其实不是讨厌你，而是讨厌神本身。
So God told Samuel, for these people to ask for a king, it is not that they dislike you, but they actually dislike God.
但是神却向撒母耳说百姓向你说的一切话，你只管依从。
But God told Samuel, heed all the things that the Israelites ask.
换句话说就是顺从百姓求立王的要求。
In other words, God was telling Samuel, you should go along with their requests for asking for a king.
只不过神要撒母耳警戒这些求立王的以色列人所求的王将来是会怎么来管辖他们。
But God wanted Samuel to forewarn the Israelites on how the king will reign over them in the future.
这个记载在这个撒母耳记上第八章。第十一节开始。
And this is recorded starting from 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 11.
这里记载这个到时候王会这么样来辖制他们。
And starting from verse 11, we see Samuel explain, this is how the king will rule over them.
要他们为王来服劳役。
The king will make them do hard labor and serve him.
来服侍他。
To become his servants.
并且他们庄稼收获都必须要缴税纳贡。
And they will need to pay taxes on all of the harvests and all of the things that they gain.
他们家无论是人是牲畜都要供王来差役。
Whether the people in their house or their livestock, they all have to obey the commandment of the king.
到时候他们必做王的仆人。
And in the end, they will become the servants of the king.
必因所选的王来向神哀求。
And they will cry out to the Lord because of the king they have chosen for themselves.
这个是神要撒母耳告诉要立王的这些以色列人。
And this is what God wanted Samuel to tell the people who were asking for a king.
那神为什么不高兴但是又要撒母耳顺着他们。
Why is it that God was not happy with this, but he wanted Samuel to heed the people's voice?
神真的不允许以色列人求王吗？
Did God really not allow the Israelites to have a king?
其实在生命记的十七章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 17.
生命记十七章的十四节到二十节那里。
Verses 14 to 20.
那边神老早就预料以色列人进到迦南地会要求要立王像列国一样。
We see that in Deuteronomy 17, 14 to 20, God had already told them that when they come to the land of Canaan, they will ask for a king.
所以在那里神老早就定好了如果他们要要求立王那这个王要怎么产生，这个王要遵守什么样的规矩。
So God had already told them that if they ask for a king, this is how they should choose a king,And these are the rules that the king has to follow.
我们来看这个生命记。
Let's look at Deuteronomy.
生命记的十七章。
Chapter 17.
十七章十四节。
14.
十四节到了主你神所赐你的地得了那地居住的时候，若说我要立王治理我，像四围的国一样。十五节。
15.
你总要立主你神。所拣选的人为王，必从你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王。十六节。
16.
只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去为要加添他的马匹，因为主曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。十七节。
17.
他也不可为自己多立妃嫔恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多积金银。十八节。
18.
他登了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这律法书为自己抄录一本。 十九节。
19。
存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏主他的神，谨守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。20。
20。
免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙便可以在以色列中，在国位上年日长久。好，这里是在生命记那边的一个记载。
And we see that this is a recording in the book of Deuteronomy.
哦，仿佛啊，神已经预先知道以色列百姓进迦南地之后会要求立王。
And we see that God foreknew that the Israelites will ask for a king once they reach the land of Canaan.
哦，所以神在那边呢，老早就有一个 Plan B 的。
So we see that God had already set a Plan B.
哦，那或许我们会想说，那神既然老早哦就知道，而且也有应应之策，为什么还不高兴？
And we might think, if God already knew that they were going to do this, and God had already prepared a plan to deal with it, why was he displeased?
对以色列要立王的这件事情。
Why was he not happy with the Israelites demanding a king?
哦，其实我们如果仔细去做对比。
But if we compare the two passages closely,
神并不是不允许他们立王。
We see that God, it was not that God did not allow them to set a king.
哦，神允许。
God allowed it.
但是是有条件的。
But God had conditions.
哦，这个条件呢，必须神所拣选的。
God's condition is that this king must be someone that God chooses.
哦，是在他们以色列人里头的。
It must be one from among the Israelites.
哦，那王有王不可以做的事。
And the king has things that the king is not allowed to do.
哦，不可以加添马匹，不可回埃及。
He cannot multiply horses for himself. He cannot return to Egypt.
哦，不可为自己多立妃嫔，不可多积金银。
He cannot multiply wives for himself. He cannot multiply silver and gold for himself.
哦，这个都是为了要避免哦，将来啊，造成这个阶级的对立。
These are all things that God told them to do so that it will save them from further trouble down the line.
哦，造成财富啊，都归于王室所拥有。
So that they won't find themselves in a situation where the king will take all the wealth of the kingdom for himself.
哦，那还有哦，必须要遵照神的律例典章。
And we see also God's condition is that the king has to follow all the rules and commandments of God.
哦，照着神的诫命律法来治国。
He needs to rule the kingdom according to the laws and commandments of God.
哦，所以换句话说。
So in other words.
哦，这个人间的这个国度啊，仍然是归于神来管辖的。
This kingdom on earth is still really a kingdom ruled by God.
还是听从神的话。
They still obey the commandments of God.
哦，而不是以色列人他们当时所求的。
It was not the type of kingdom that the Israelites were asking for.
要跟列国一样。
Where they were asking to be like all the other nations.
哦，那对比这个神的国跟当时地上的列国有什么不同啊？
So how is the kingdom of God different from all the nations on the earth?
哦，这个让神觉得不高兴。
And what was the difference that caused God to be so unhappy with the people?
哦，这个追求要与列国一样的心态。
To have this mentality where they wanted to be like all the nations.
哦，在神来看就是厌弃神作王。
From God's perspective, to want this means that they did not want God to be their king.
哦，我们来看啊，这个利未记的20:26。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26.
啊，利未记20:26，你们要归我为圣，因为我主是圣的，并叫你们与万民有分别，使你们做我的民。
26, and you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine.
哦，那刚刚我们所读的彼得前书2:9也说到。
And earlier when we read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, it also mentioned this.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
That you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people.
哦，这个就是啊，神的国。神的国民跟一般世上的国民不一样的地方。
And this is the difference between the kingdom of God and its citizens versus the kingdom of the world and its citizens.
所以他们不要当神的国民，而却要选择当世俗国家的国民呢。
So the Israelites did not want to be citizens of the kingdom of God, but they wanted to be citizens of an earthly kingdom.
这个正是惹神愤怒的地方。
And this is what had incurred the anger of God.
而不是神不愿意他们这个独立啊。
It was not that God did not wish to see them become independent.
而是神不要神的选民他不要神。
But God was not happy with how the Israelites did not want to be gods.
那在这里我们看到这个神并没有像挺当日摩西一样来挺撒母耳。
And we see that in this place, God did not uplift Samuel like how he did Moses back in the day.
尤其攻击到这个领导者本身的时候。
Especially when the leaders themselves were being attacked.
当日这个摩西的姐姐米利安也联合这个亚伦攻击过摩西。
We see that previously when the older siblings of Moses, Miriam and Aaron joined together to attack Moses.
但是神却退这个替这个摩西来出面。
And we see that God personally defended Moses.
在民数记十二章的七节那里。
In Numbers chapter 12 verse 7.
十二章七节说我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家尽忠的。八节。
8.
我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
Verses 7 and 8. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
我们看到神亲自为摩西来伸冤啊。
Here we see that God personally spoke up for Moses.
甚至出手处罚了攻击摩西的这个米利暗。
We see that he even attacked, punished Miriam, who had attacked Moses.
长了大麻风。
So that she had leprosy.
但为什么在这个时候神却不挺这个撒母耳？
But why is it, we see that when Samuel faced something similar, God did not do the same for Samuel?
处罚那些不要撒母耳当王，不要撒母耳领导他们。
Why did God not punish those Israelites who rejected Samuel as their leader?
要求要立王跟列国一样的人。
Those people who asked to have a king over them like all the nations.
为什么？
Why was it different?
答案就在神对撒母耳所说的。
We see the answer is in what God had said to Moses.
因为百姓不是厌弃你。
Because the people did not reject you.
今天呢，不要说撒母耳，就算摩西还在。
We don't even have to mention Samuel. If Moses was still living,
百姓仍然厌弃。
We see that the people would still reject him.
因为他们不要一位老是唠唠叨叨，要他们遵守这个遵守那个的神。
Because they do not want to have a God who is always telling them that they have to obey this and obey that.
他们要一位能够供他们差使替他们去打仗的王。
They want to have a king who can make a decision for them and go fight other nations on their behalf.
换句话说。
In other words,
他们要自己做王。
They want to be kings themselves.
他们不要听神的话，不要神做王。
They don't want to obey the words of God. They don't want God to be their king.
这个才是隐藏在这些求立王百姓心中的秘密啊。
And we see that this was the secret that was hidden in the hearts of these Israelites who were asking for a king.
今天在我们的心中
，Today in our hearts，
是不是也像这样
？Do we also find the same thing？
我不要神做王。
I do not want God to be my king.
这个人生是我的啊。
My life is my own.
我想怎么样就要怎么样啊。
I should be able to do whatever I am pleased to do.
如果让神来做王。
If God is my king,
哦、那我就必须要顺从他了。
Then I have to obey him.
哦、就不能再是、啊、我想我要我认为了。
Then we can no longer do whatever I feel like, whatever I want to do.、
哦、只能是神想、神要、神认为了。
I can only do the things that God wants me to do or the things that God commands me to do.
那我的尊严在哪里？
Then where is my dignity?
我的自由又放在哪里？
Where is my freedom?、
哦、所以为了我的尊严，为了我的自由，神必须要死掉。
So for my own dignity, for my own freedom, God must die.
哦，这个就是所谓的神死神绝。
We see that this is the philosophy of God being dead.
哦，只不过啊，更加的赤裸，更加的直接而已。
But of course, this way is speaking it more directly, more plainly.、
哦、所以深藏在人心里头的。
And this is what grows in our hearts.
哦，我们要的不是一位来吩咐我们什么可以做什么不能做的主啊。
What we want is not a Lord that commands us and tells us to do things.
我们要的是一个阿拉丁神灯里头的灯奴。
What we really want is a slave of a magic genie.
哦，能够供我们差使。
Or a slave of a magic lamp that can listen to all of our own requests.
哦，这个才是百姓求立王他们里头骨子里头的啊、哦、的东西啊。
And this is the core of what the Israelites were requesting.
那今天啊、哦，以色列求立王这一件事情。
So today, when we look at this incident of the Israelites asking for a king,
对现今的我们有什么样的教训在里头
？What teachings apply to us today?
首先，第一个
，First of all,
啊、哦，就是啊。不可以以别人的错误来合理化自己罪的借口。
We cannot use other people's mistakes to rationalize our own sin.、
哦、百姓求立王的借口就是啊，撒母耳老了，他的两个儿子不行他的道。
We see that the reason why the Israelites asked for a king on the surface was that Samuel was old and his two sons do not obey God's laws.、
哦、所以、啊、我们要立王跟列国一样。
So therefore, we want to set over a king over ourselves just like all the nations.、
哦、我们还记不记得第二次的米利巴水事件
Do we still remember the incident of the waters of Meribah?、
哦、就是、啊、当以色列百姓在旷野、啊哦、他们绕了这个四十年又接近了迦南地。
This is after the Israelites had wandered in the wilderness,and they were almost going to enter into the land of Canaan.、
哦、刚出埃及、哦、所遭遇到的这个困难、哦、没有水喝的事情再度发生。
We see that they faced the same obstacle that they first faced when they left Egypt in that they had no water to drink.、
哦、40年前他们没有通过这一次考验。
40 years ago, they did not pass this test.、
哦、他们发怨言。
And they complained against God.、
哦、他们向摩西争闹。
And they complained against Moses.、
哦、那经过四十年后了。
And 40 years later,
天天吃玛纳、哦、
they had been eating manna every day.
天天看神迹，云柱火柱带领。
They have seen miracles every day and have been led by the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.、
哦、而且、啊、都是出埃及后的第二代、哦、
And this is the second generation that had rose up after they left Egypt.
有没有比他们的父亲父辈那一代好？
Are they better than their father's generation?
结果没有。
We see that they were not.
还是同样的争闹。
They again complained.、
哦、甚至要拿石头打死摩西亚伦。
They even wanted to stone Moses and Aaron to death.、
哦、那同样的考试、哦、也在摩西跟亚伦身上。
And we see that in this event, Moses and Aaron had to face the same type of test.、
哦、不过、啊、这一次神啊、并不是要摩西、哦、去击打磐石，而是要他去吩咐磐石出水。
But we see this time, God did not want Moses to strike the rock, but God wanted Moses to speak to the rock.、
哦、但摩西、啊啊、却失败了。
But we see that Moses failed in this test.、
哦、他没有办法控制好他的情绪。
He was not able to control his own emotions.、
哦、他用老方法仍然击打磐石。
And he used his old method and struck the rock.
或许我们会觉得摩西情有可原吧。
Perhaps we may think that what Moses did is very reasonable.
四十年来耶。
It has been 40 years.
这已经是将啊，已经是过百岁的老人家了。
He was already an old man who was past 100 years old.
没有功劳有苦劳，没有苦劳也会疲劳啊。
We see that even if he didn't have any big achievements, at least he made the effort and he had suffered so much.
面对这些不讲理的群众。
But when facing this unreasonable people,
摩西受不了了。
And Moses could not stand them anymore.
动了血气。
So of course he became emotional.
到了结果。
And then we see the result.
磐石仍然出水，仍然解了这一群百姓的口渴。
In the end, water still came out of the rock, and it still quenched the thirst of the people.
因为他们确实需要水。
Because they really did need water.
只不过他们的表达方式不对。
But we see that the way they expressed this request was wrong.
他们仍然没有信心。
We see that they did not have faith.
那摩西也没有好到哪里。
And we see that Moses wasn't so much better.
同样也是神说他们摩西啊，不信神，不在这个群众面前尊神为圣。
God told Moses that his behavior showed that he did not believe in God and he did not honor God before the people.
所以他用老方法击打磐石。
So that's why he used the old way and struck the rock.
他在百姓面前生了气。
And before the people, he became angry.
训斥了他们。
And he disciplined them.
所以摩西终究不能够进迦南地。
And we see because of this, he was not able to enter into the land of Canaan in the end.
成为他一生当中的遗憾。
And this became the regret of his life.
也许我们认为说是百姓先错的啊。
And perhaps we may think it was the Israelites who made the error first.
摩西才会跟着错。
Only because they made this mistake, Moses had to also make this mistake.
要不是百姓有错在先，摩西怎么会错？
If the Israelites did not commit this wrong, how would Moses commit the same wrong?
摩西真冤枉。
And we see that Moses had been framed.
我们在世上经常是这样子。
And this is often what we think in the world.
从小朋友开始。
Starting from when we were young.
你为什么打他？
Why did you hit him?
他先打我的。
And they'll respond, they hit me first.
因为他先打我，所以我可以打他。
Because they hit me first, so I'm allowed to hit them back.
这个成人还是一样。
And we see that even when we're grown-ups, we are the same.
是先他对我无情啊，所以我才对他不义啊。
It's because they treated me cruelly first, that's why I was mean to them.
同样都是以别人的错在先，成为自己错在后的借口。
And we used the excuse of being wronged first as a reason why we would wrong other people.
这个在神面前是讲不通的。
But before God, this is not a valid reason.
或许这就是十字架的道理吧。
And perhaps this is the teaching of the cross.
我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
他是没有罪的。
He has no sin.
他也没有做错任何事情。
He has not made any mistakes.
但却要承担整个人类的错误。
But he needed to bear all the sins committed by the entire world.
因着人的罪而钉死在十字架上。
And because of the sin of mankind, he was nailed on the cross.
凡是要侍奉神的人。
So everyone who wants to serve God.
这个就是我们要付出的代价。
This is the price we must pay.
那再来，从这个以色列求立王当中。
And from the event of the Israelites asking for a king,
我们也学到了要对神专一。
We also learned we need to serve God wholeheartedly.
我们看约书亚他的遗命。
Let's look at the will and testament of Joshua.
约书亚记24:15。约书亚记24:15。
Joshua chapter 24:15。
若是你们以侍奉主为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主。我们再看以利亚先知的呼吁。
And let's also look at the prophet Elijah.
以利亚先知的呼吁，我们请看列王记上18:21。
Let's turn to 1 Kings 18:18。
18:21。
Verse 21。
以利亚来到众 来到以利甲以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到什么时候呢？若主是神，就当顺从主；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。所以我们从这两个工人他们的呼吁啊。
And from we see the last plea from these two workers.
就如同当日主耶稣回答那一位律法师的答案一样。
We see it is the same as the answer Lord Jesus gave to the teachers of the law.
当尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神，单单的侍奉他。
The greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to serve Him only.
那最后我们回到一开始说的问题。
So when we come back to the initial question that we mentioned,
今天我们既是神国的国民。
Today, since we are citizens of the kingdom of God,
但同时又是地上国家的国民。
But at the same time, we are citizens of a country on earth.
我们要怎么调试，怎么balance我们的角色？
How do we balance our dual roles?
我们来看使徒们怎么教导。
Let's look at what the apostles taught us.
罗马书十三章。
Romans chapter 13.
十三章一节二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
十三章一节，在上有权柄的，人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。第二节。
Two.
所以抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。再来看提摩太前书。
Let's also turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章一到三节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
第一节，我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢。第二节、
Two.
为君皇和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。三节、
Three.
这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。我们再来看彼得的教导。
Let's also look at Peter's teachings.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
二章的十三节、十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
十三节，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王。十四节。
14.
或是君王所派散所派罚恶散上的臣宰。所以在这里我们看到使徒们的教导。
So here we see the teachings of the apostles.
并不是要我们起来革命，或者是反抗政府。
We see that they did not tell us that we should start a revolution or rebel against the government.
反而是要我们顺从政府，顺从他们的领导。
Instead, we should submit to the governance of the government.
在神的面前，这是蒙神悦纳的。
And in the sight of God, this is good and acceptable.
因为权柄是从神给予他们的。
Because all authority came from God.
所以我们顺从这个国家的法律制度，等于是对神的顺从。
So when we obey the laws and rules of a country, we are also submitting to God.
但是这是在不违背神的诫命，不违背信仰。的原则之下。
But this falls under the principle of when these laws and rules do not go against the laws of God.
如同这个彼得他的教导。
Just like the teachings of Peter.
要顺服人一切的制度。
He says to submit yourselves to every ordinance of man.
彼得所处的世代是当时罗马暴君尼禄王的时候。
We see that Peter was living during the time of the tyrant emperor Nero.
那个是对信仰极其不利的一个环境。
And it was an extremely adverse environment to faith.
为什么那时候彼得还要教这个基督徒要顺服人一切的制度？
Why is it that even in those times, Peter taught the believers to submit to every ordinance of man.
是有原则的。
We see that there is a principle to it.
就是不违背神的旨意。
As long as it doesn't go against the will of God.
不违反基督的信仰。
To not go against the faith of Christ.
不违反道德伦理。
to not go against morality.
哦，不违反基本的人权。
To not go against basic human rights.
哦，并且是表里一致的，没有偏差的。
And we see that this is a type of behavior that is completely consistent.
哦，那这样的啊，这个啊，人的一切制度啊，啊，在这样的原则之下，我们就应当要遵守。
And under these principles, then we should submit ourselves to the ordinance of man.
哦，而不是啊，一味的顺从，甚至啊，啊，违反了我们的信仰原则。
And so we are not submitting for the sake of submitting, to the point where we go against our own faith.
哦，今天呢，在末世混乱的时代。
Today in the end times, in this generation of turmoil.
哦。有些事情在属世的政权之下是合理的。
There are some things that are acceptable and reasonable under the rule of a government.
哦，甚至是合法的。
Even legal.
哦，但是啊，在神的国里头啊，哦，这是不但是不合理、不合法，而且是犯罪的。
But in God's kingdom, this may be something that is unreasonable, unacceptable, and even sin.
哦，我们必须要晓得。
So we must be able to understand.
哦，所以在这个哦这个 priority 下面。
So in terms of the priority of these things.
我们必须要知道什么是我们可以遵守的，什么是我们一定要抗拒的。
We must know what are the things that we must abide by, and what are the things that we must not abide.
哦，而不是啊啊，这是政府的规定啊，这是法律的规定。
And we don't simply say that these are the laws, the rules of the government.
哦，教会成为不设防的地方啊。
So that the church becomes a place where these are the things we follow.
哦，结果这会造成教会的俗化。
These things will cause the secularization of the church.
哦，我们啊不能够不提防。
And these are things that we have to be aware of.
哦，所以晚上啊，我们借着以色列人求立王的这件事情。
So tonight we want to use this event of the Israelites asking for a king.
哦，借着啊来分析求立王与列国一样里头真实的心态。
Through analyzing the true motives of how why the Israelites asked for a king to be like all the nations.
哦，来作为我们相互的提醒。
And to use this as a mutual reminder for us.
哦，愿我们啊都能够多为教会来成为守望者。
May we all become watchmen for the church.
哦，那因为时间的关系，哦，我们就直接来祷告。
And because of time, we will pray directly.
哦，我们晓得哦，在啊，我们接办了啊这个啊 J1 的学生灵恩会之后啊。
We know that right after the J1 SSC concludes.
啊，我们马上啊还要再接办啊 MVP 的圣工。
We see that right after now we will also be holding the MVP holy work.
啊，所以我们继续啊来为这个事情祷告。
So let's continue to pray for these events.
啊，愿参加活动所有的工人们啊，或者是学员们，都身体健康。
May all the workers and the participants to these events, remain healthy.
啊，都能够从神那边啊得到帮助。
And all, may they all receive help from God.
啊，那也继续啊，为我们知道身体欠安的弟兄姐妹来代祷。
And let us continue to pray for the brothers and sisters we know who need our prayers.
啊，我们继续为啊娜塔莉姐妹。还有他的家人来祷告。
Let's continue to pray for Sister Natalie and her family.
还有我们继续为我们所知道的身体欠安的这些弟兄姐妹惠仪姐妹还有凯的父亲林庆红先生还有蔡传道娘钟一梅姐妹以及Liza姐妹。
And let's continue to also to pray for Sister 惠仪。Brother Kai's father, Preacher Tai's wife, and Sister Liza.
我们现在就一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray in one accord.